Daddy's Girls by Tasmina Perry, read by Eleanor David. Christmas Day, the present. He was late. The tick-tock of the ornate grandfather clock reminded them how late. The Balkan sisters were never kept waiting for anything. Kate Balkan stared out of the French windows of Huntsford Castle, watching as shadows fell into the dark study, snow settling on the sills. Outside, she saw two orbs of light moving up the long drive. I think he's here. A few moments later, the oak door to the drawing room creaked open and David Loftus, a slim, wiry man with eyes slightly too close together, walked in. Mr. Loftus, said Kate, rising to shake his hand. It was cold and dry with the yellow-stained fingertips of a smoker. Please, take a seat. Ignoring her, Loftus moved to the huge fire, rubbing his hands.
Stinking weather out there, he said. The car could hardly get down the drive. Do you know there's about a dozen photographers by the gates?
Venetia Balkan nodded.
For some reason, the press seems to think our father's death constitutes news.
His smile was crooked as he took in the grandeur of the room. The ancient Welsh slate fireplace, the walls lined with leather-bound books. His eyes moved up to the ceiling, all veined like a vintage cheese under the paintwork. Cracked under the magnificent surface. He smiled sourly, just like the Balkan family.
Well, now you're here, what do you want?
Snapped Serena Balkan. Even for an actress, she'd had quite enough drama for one Christmas. She was the one who had found her father's body in the castle's moat the morning after the Christmas Eve party, skin frozen and spidered with purple veins. Without being asked, David Loftus poured himself a scotch from a Murano glass decanter on the table and swirled it around the tumbler. As a barrister, Camilla Balkan recognised his technique. Make your audience wait. Make them nervous.
I suppose the police have been round? Loftus asked. Accidental death? Is that what they're saying?
The girls looked at each other. He fell from the ramparts, Kate said. He was watching the fireworks.
Fell?
Said David, lifting one dark, bushy eyebrow. Camilla flashed him a look.
And you are implying...
Loftus cut Camilla short. You do know that a lot of people wanted your father dead.
He could be a bit difficult, responded Kate tartly. But it's hardly the same thing as being wanted dead.
Difficult? Is that what you call it?
He asked.
Your father was despised by half the people who knew him. No, I don't think your father fell. I believe he was pushed. I think your father was murdered.
The fire was spitting and crackling in the background as the sisters looked at him, not daring to speak.
And I think that one of Daddy's little girls killed him.
10 months earlier. The Honourable Serena Balkan lay on the top deck of the Egyptian sailboat, La Mamounia, wriggled out of her pink Dior hot pants, and congratulated herself with a lazy swig of a mojito.
What a good decision, she thought smugly,
looking up to watch the white sails of the boat fan out like huge butterfly wings. Back home in London's Chelsea, she hadn't been sure whether to accept fashion designer Roman Le Fay's offer of a 2-day cruise from Edfu to Luxor. As she received more than 100 social invitations in the average week, she politely declined everything except the most public and most exclusive, or the odd charitable gesture. But this trip was looking very promising indeed.
How incredible is this,
said Tom Archer, Serena's boyfriend, leaning over the boat's railing. One of Britain's most successful, not to mention fabulously handsome actors, the backdrop of the Nile suited him to a T.
Yes, you look very Agatha Christie, darling, said Serena. But don't lean so far out. There could be piranhas or anything in that filthy water, and I'm not jumping in to get you.
Tom had conditioned himself not to listen to Serena's sniping. Instead, he carried on looking at a water buffalo grazing on the opposite bank. Serena Balkan and Tom Archer's relationship was in the stage that most therapists refer to as terminal. For Serena, the hostility was brought on by festering disappointment. Tom Archer had started off as a novelty boyfriend. He was cute and uncomplicated, and the complete opposite of the long procession of Serena's former boyfriends, Exetonians and floppy-haired trust fund banker boys. Before she had met him 5 years ago, Serena had been just a posh blonde who dabbled in modelling and importing pashminas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?